Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So, Lauren Wolf, who is an editor for the New York Times, former columnist and foreign policy director, she tweeted this out. She shows a picture of Joe Biden's plane landing at Joint Base Andrews. She tweeted this, "Biden landing at Joint Base Andrews now. I have chills." Oh, you've got the... How is that journalism? Anybody? Anybody? We all we all remember Chris Matthews. I had a chill running up and down my leg. Take a pill there, Chris. Appreciate it. Let's go to Barbara in Union. She's been holding for a while. Barbara, good afternoon. How are you?
I am not too well, to be honest with you.
All right. What's up?
I'm going to tell you, I am so disappointed in these elected officials. I really am. Mm-hmm. My daddy, which I cannot tell you who he is, was in state government in Georgia for many years. And let me tell you, if my daddy was living right now, my daddy would be so angry. I'm going to use the word angry.
Yeah.
Because my daddy always believed when you are elected official, you are speaking for your state voters. When you're in the national politicians, it's the same thing. You have to do what is best for America. Yes, Biden is a crook. Nancy is a crook. I tell you, when I turned on Facebook December of 2020, and I saw where she was beginning a impeachment, and what month was that? Was that December? Oh, yeah. Lord's month. Yeah, of all months to have done that, that is so disrespectful to every Christian in America. My grandfather was in politics also in South Carolina.
Right.
He was best friends with Odin B. Johnson, who was the governor back then. Although I was not born, not even thought about, I was told that my grandfather came home one weekend and said, "I've had enough. I will never run for another state political office. You cannot be an honest man and be in politics because you owe too many people." Well, about two calls ago, I think that's what he said, that Biden owes China so much.
Sure,
he owes a lot of people so much.
Sure, he does.
It's corruption. I mean, you know, I'm not as political as with my family because, you know, I just am not really into that. But I know that I've talked to my daddy. His mentor was the gentleman, my mind went blank, the gentleman that was at 12 o'clock, Rush.
Right, yes.
Every night he would tell us what Rush said. He said, "If Rush said it, you can put your paycheck on it." I'm angry. You know how this could be all resolved? Have a good election. Have another election. Have people guarding those ballots. You know, I got two ballots in my mailbox. People that used to live there. So, we know, hey, I could just as easily put people's names on it.
That's right.
You know, we are Americans. Democrat, Republicans, we are Americans, and we need to think about America. We've got this virus. Why should we have to worry about the president turning his back on us and letting us go down the sinking ship?
Yeah, You are so right. And man, I would hate to see you, Barbara, if you were more involved in politics. You might really be riled up. I certainly appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much, Barbara. Insightful there. Melissa is in Malden. Let's talk to her. Good afternoon, Melissa. How are you? Melissa? Hello? Melissa? All right, we'll go to Lou right now. We'll come back to Melissa in just a minute. Lou, how are you? You're in Campobello. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. I hope you are as well.
I am. Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
You know, I think a lot of people have gone over it, but you have 75 million people that voted for Trump, and I think that's probably a conservative estimate.
I do, too.
I think there's at least some doubt in people's mind whether the Dominion voting equipment skewed or not. And I guess it could have skewed for Trump just as well as Biden. But I think the people are mad at two things. First of all, there's no one to address their issues. You know, they have the right to peaceably assemble and ask for a redress of their grievances, and no one is doing that. Not our Supreme Court. And more importantly, not the Republicans that usually beg us for votes, like Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham is only a Republican when he's up for election. And I'll tell you, I had to hold my nose, and I had to vote for Lindsey Graham because I thought Jamie Harris would be a Democrat and it would skew it.
Right.
But I think 75 million people plus are upset of the outcome of the election, or at least want some of the discrepancies that have been very widely publicized at least addressed. And then not only is it a smack in the face, you don't get them addressed, but now they want to silence you for having those issues. And again, our Republican leadership is going along with them. I can't believe in the years I've been on this earth, I have heard more people say, more conservatives, I'm done voting. Why is my voice, if my voice is not going to be heard or my vote tabulated, why am I going to get up 2-3 hours early, stand in the cold, the rain, and vote, when they're going to pull what I believe they did in Georgia? And I have no proof. I'm a peon.
Right.
I think they did the same thing. You flood the airways with ballots. My daughter was a registered Democrat at one time. I received ballots. People I know received multiple ballots, never requesting them. And I would almost guarantee someone's going to say within the next 2 years, since the election went so well and the underprivileged or the unserved in the inner cities now have a voice, we want to do mail-in ballots all the time.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't think the Republicans ever, let's say conservatives, because I think conservative and Republican don't necessarily go in the same sentence.
Right.
But I think the conservatives right now will never have a chance of getting somebody in. And I'll tell you something. There's 75 million plus people that are disenfranchised and are ready to walk away or ready to boil. And I think what's going to set the tinderbox off, they're going to come for our First Amendment rights, and then they're going to come for your guns.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, I don't know what's going to happen, but I've never seen anything this blatant. You know, I used to joke with Bobby, at least Jesse James would wear a mask when he did something to you.
Yeah.
They're not even hiding their disdain for conservatives, and
you're right,
we
about
have
that.
No voice. There's no one that's going to step up for us. And I'll tell you, I haven't been this disenfranchised myself. And I think with a lot of people, nobody knows what to do next.
You're right. You're right. And I appreciate you calling in, Lou. Thank you. Robert is in Clinton. Robert, how are you this afternoon, buddy?
Actually, I'm on the road there, Charlie.
Okay.
I am in your neck of the woods.
Where you at?
For supper in a minute.
Where are you pulling over?
Oh, I'm in Taylor's.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, what's up?
So anyway, about tomorrow, now add to the paranoia of the American, fear of the American people,
mm-hmm.
you now don't trust your military.
Right.
Because
they don't want you to trust the military now.
Well, they're worried. And only a guilty man flees when no one pursueth. It's biblical right there.
Yeah.
So they know they stole it, and they're just hoping they can make it till Donald Trump is out of town on Trump 1, and he can't do any kind of reveal although I'm sure there's going to be books and there's going to be, you may buy a media channel.
Sure.
But your writer that was on, very interesting book there. I had a question. He seems pretty passive to get all this, and I'm not trying to criticize the
book. Right, right.
He seems kind of laid back to actually say, we're going to demand this, we're going to have that, and buy the book. Yeah, okay.
He is not passive. I mean, Larry Klayman was the guy that founded Judicial Watch.
Well, that's cool.
Where Tim Fenton is now head of.
Speak softly and carry a big stick then.
Exactly,
okay.
Yes. Exactly right, yeah.
Hey, one last thing.
Yes, sir.
This is not a criticism toward you or WORD, but your replacement yesterday, I don't think he fits in with the format or the style or whatever you want to call it with WORD. Unlike the congressperson that you had on, he blamed Trump. And Jim Bohannon, I don't listen to him at night because, now, your predecessor, he kind of played along with the conservative vein, but yesterday he showed the true Jim Bohannon, left of moderate. And, you know, hey, I didn't listen. I know a lot of other people didn't.
Well,
and the guy who was talking was very intelligent and disagreed, and Bohannon was very smirky, condescending, almost to the point, and especially with his microphone turned 3 dBs above the callers. It just, I don't want to hear him again. And
I certainly appreciate you calling in and letting us know about that. Thank you so much. Got to hit a break here. 6:16 right here at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Ingles Market Talk Line again, 800-347-1063. Let's go to Melissa. She called back. Melissa, how are you this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. What's on your mind?
Well, honestly, I just bawled my eyes out for about 20 minutes watching the farewell speech with Trump.
Right.
And my thing is, he has been the most amazing president.
Yeah.
He has stood up for the Constitution. He has stood up for we the people.
Right.
He has stood up for everything that we believe in. And he has so many people following him and fighting for our country and what is right. My question is, after this speech, I want to know your thoughts on what do you think he's going to do next? Because in my mind, we the people need him now more than ever. Because
I agree,
he is the only one.
Yeah.
He is the only one who has ever stood up for our Constitution, what we believe in, and we the people and our voices heard.
You're right. You are
so
right.
I want to know your opinion on what you think he's going to do next. That's
all right.
My question.
Melissa, thank you so much for calling in. My opinion on this is the world is his oyster if he can get past impeachment. If he gets past impeachment, the world is his clam, so to speak. If he gets past impeachment, he will be able to run again if he wants to. If not, that'll be taken away, blah, 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 blame Mitch McConnell. We'll get into that coming up in just a little bit. All right, we'll get into that a little bit. But here's the thing. Donald Trump is formidable. Formidable. And you've got to imagine how much power that he has in endorsing a candidate for a position. You got to look at that. 75 million people voted for Donald Trump. And even if Trump doesn't decide to get back into politics or whatever, it's going to be us to pick up the mantle and carry it forward. We've got to pick up that torch. Because the America First movement cannot die. America First is it's the only common. Every other country has their own first policy. Germany first, Mexico first, Lithuania first, the Czechoslovakia first, whatever. They all have their own interest of their own people first and foremost in their hearts and in their minds. Why is it in this country we will build a border wall around Lithuania, but we won't build a border wall around our country? Why is that? Why is it that we have to decide how much money we are sending over to another country when they don't send a stinking dime back to us? Why do we have to be the world's purse? We are the world's purse. And these people don't realize that if our economy goes, theirs go. Our economy was raging, and so were theirs, because they ride our coattails. Sorry, England, that's just the way it is. Let's go to Jamie in Simpsonville. Jamie, how are you? Jamie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, sir.
All right, great. What's on your mind?
Just wanted to get my voice heard, I guess.
Yeah.
That's my first time calling you. I've enjoyed listening to you since you took over.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that politicians are like diapers. They're usually full of shit. You need to change them up.
Did you get that? Thank you. I'm gonna let you go there, pal, and we'll talk to you later. Let's go to Richie in Spartanburg and talk to him. Richie, how are you?
Well, what I'm going to say, maybe it's not as graphic, but I'm going to say I'm pissed. I'm heartbroken. And just whatever we need to do to get our republic back, I'm all for it.
All right. Do you mean that?
Those people have rubbed this in our face.
Yep.
That's what they have done. And as far as those people going up to the Capitol and running through it, now I don't want nobody to have died. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But what do they expect whenever they take and shove their way, this big lie, in our face?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And I'm going to tell you something. I don't want nobody to go to hell or anything.
Right.
But if any of those people died, I wouldn't cry for them.
So
I wouldn't cry for them at all.
Richie, let me ask you something. When you say you will do anything, does that mean you will get out and vote?
Well, I've always been a voter.
Okay, all right. But does that also mean that you will go and you will hang door hangers in neighborhoods? Does it mean you'll join the phone banks and start calling people?
Yes, I will.
Great. I'm loving that. That is how we win this thing. I appreciate you calling in, Richie. Luther is out there. Luther, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Charlie. How are you doing?
I'm great. What's up?
So you kind of hit on my point. We don't need to back away. We need to vote. We need to flood the voting so much. We need to force them to cheat so blatantly that it can no longer be hidden.
That's how we
turn this thing around. We continue to vote. We continue to vote in the numbers. So that anything they do has to do it blatantly, so that it can no longer be hidden.
I agree. And it's not only voting. It's not only voting. You got to put some shoe leather in on this thing.
Yeah. You know, in the primaries, we've got to get our people in the primaries.
Yeah.
Get rid of these guys that are rhinos.
I agree.
Got to start there. Vote hard in the primaries. Get our guys on the ticket. Get our guys up in Washington, and then we can start turning the tide.
And Luther, I appreciate you calling in, but it's not just Washington. It's city council. It's county council. It's every elected office we can get them into, we need to get them into. Soil and Water Commission, whatever it is. You got to work hard. Luther, I appreciate you calling in, buddy. And that's what it's going to take. That's exactly what it's going to take. Mark is in Taylor's. How are you, sir?
All right, Charlie. Yeah, I'm still kind of wet-eyed. I just got done watching President Trump's final farewell message. And my God, if there are any Beijing Biden people listening to me tonight, will you please listen to his farewell speech?
Yeah.
I know the mainstream media is not going to be showing it, but that's a good 40-some minutes worth of everything he's accomplished with the atrocious 4 years of annihilation of his administration.
Yep.
And God bless President Trump and his family and save them from anything that these Beijing Biden people are going to attempt to do to him and to our supporters. God bless America. God bless us. We need God's help. We have to return to God in this country.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Mark, and I appreciate you calling in. Let's go to Liberal Sean out there in Greenville. Liberal Sean, how are you, pal?
Hey, Charlie. Hope that you had a nice weekend.
Yeah. You? Did you?
Okay. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, good.
I built a chicken coop, so it was fine. Last week we spoke concerning the riots at the Capitol, which you told me to go get a history book and research. I'm quoting the bombing of the Senate. It happened in the 1970s.
80s.
Well, you can roll the tape. You said the 70s.
All right, go ahead. I may have, but that's just being pedantic. But go ahead.
Okay. So, like, I did my research, and it did occur. This is the first insurrection attempt by a sitting president.
I was.
This is the first.
I was not. I was right.
Yeah.
What about when all the people went into the Senate and with the during
that
the Kavanaugh hearing?
Insurrection attempt.
What about? It wasn't an insurrection attempt. Sean, stop and please.
No.
Please. Grow up.
I am very mature, sir. So I just want your listeners to know that they should do their own research, and because at times you may convey inaccurate information. But I also wanted to know what your thoughts were on the heightened security at the inauguration. Do you think that's sad that we're at this state in our country?
Absolutely, I think it's sad.
You know,
and I think it's completely unnecessary.
And Mr. Timmons, I do too. It would be wholly unnecessary, and if Trump hadn't lied about the votes and had not.
How did he lie about the votes, Sean? How did he lie about the votes? What did he lie about?
The Dominion machines had no false calculation occurring.
How do you know that, Sean? How do you know that, Sean? Because we didn't have an audit of those machines, which is what Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley and all of these people were trying to get done.
They have paper trails, so you can look at the paper trail and confirm that the number, after you do a sample, it's simple statistics. You do a sample of what the votes were on those paper ballots, confirm that the results were the same that the machine was putting out. So it's just a big lie, and I feel sorry for the Trump supporters. I heard them calling in. Mm-hmm. I know this is hard for them, that they're losing their precious leader. But I think in time—
Precious leader? You sound like he's Obama.
Well, that's an interesting point. What if Obama on January 6th of 2017 had hosted a rally where rioters went and stormed the Capitol? Would you be saying that he didn't incite it?
If he didn't incite it, I wouldn't say he incited it. Donald Trump didn't incite it.
I think if it were Obama, he would have been pulled out of office that day. And that just demonstrates some of the hypocrisy.
Oh, Sean, you are the biggest hypocrite, Sean, because you won't even talk about the people beating on the halls of the Supreme Court during the Kavanaugh hearing.
No,
you won't talk about what happened in Portland. You won't talk about what happened in Washington. Sean, running out of time for you. Thank you. Have a great night. 6:32 right here at 106.3 WORD and the Charlie James Show.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Eleven New York City police officers were injured in rioting last night. No Democrat denounced the violence. The National Guard was not called in. The media didn't cover it. And no members of Congress were demanding justice. How about that? Let's go to the phones right now and talk to John in Greenville. How are you, John?
Very good, Shelley. Hey, I really enjoy your show.
Thank you. I got one phone to pick with you.
Okay, you got to pick your side. You got to pick your side, man. We talked about Lindsey Graham when you first came over, and you were thinking, like, all the particular jobs and Nikki Haley, the jobs. And again, now we got to decide: is Lindsey Graham out as a potential Trump guy, or is he in? I mean, your audience here obviously is not Lindsey Graham. Right. I just feel like you're pandering to your local audience.
Who am I pandering to?
Well,
how am I pandering? Explain that, because I didn't follow
Lindsey Graham when you got here. You were pro Lindsey Graham when you got here. Now you're negative.
Nope. I like Lindsey personally.
All right.
I like Lindsey personally. I have been extremely then you can go away. Bye-bye. If you're not going to listen to the conversation, then don't be a part of it. I'm sorry. That's the way it works. I like Lindsey as a person. I have always enjoyed Lindsey's company. Lindsey is a very gracious, he's a nice guy to be around. When he is here in South Carolina, something happens when he goes to Washington, D.C., and I just hang my head. John, I didn't say I like Lindsey. I said he's a guy that I want to like. I want to like Lindsey, but I just damn can't. He makes it impossible to like. Lindsey Kavanaugh, great. Love that. Lindsey rolling over to the left, can't stand it. I'm not the one that needs to pick a side, John. Lindsey needs to pick a side. And yes, I want somebody to, I know, and it seems like so far away, I want someone to primary the man. I want a good, quality candidate. Maybe John Warren. I would love to see that. Or somebody of that caliber to get up and fight to win that seat. I would love to see that, but nobody did. Nobody did, so we had to go with Lindsey. Certainly couldn't go with Jamie Harrison. could not go with that guy. No way. So, I mean, if that were the case, then Chuck Schumer would absolutely be more of the Senate Majority Leader than he's going to be. Because right now, he and Mitch McConnell had a big meeting to decide how they're going to divvy up power in Washington and in the Senate. And you know what that means? That means Mitch McConnell is going to lay down and play dead. Period. That means they're going to go ahead and try to impeach the President of the United States. Period. And they may be able to do it. So, I'm not a big Lindsey fan right now. I wish we had a better option. But we got bigger fish to fry, even. Well, we won't say bigger fish. We got more fish to fry because we've got Tim Scott who's saying that he's not going to run for Senate again. And that election's coming up. It'll be here before you know it. So what do we do? Who do we get in there? I've heard several people that are planning on running for. So we got Tim Scott's spot, and we've got the governor's position coming up. Ooh, that's going to be interesting. And then you've got Nancy Mace down in the 1st Congressional District, and I'll tell you the reason that I'm so mad at her. Because she wants to act like it was Ted Cruz. She's acting like it was Ted Cruz who wanted this, who was voting against the certification of this election. She's acting like it was Josh Hawley who voted against the certification of this election. She was talking about all of those people. But remember, these are representatives. What she wanted to do was shut up the people that Ted Cruz represents, to shut up the people that Josh Hawley represents. And in doing so, she failed to represent the people that put her in office. She failed to represent them. And that's not what you go to Washington for. Sometimes you're going to have to disagree with the people that you represent because, I mean, maybe just in a different position. But in this case, she didn't even bother. Did she bother to pick up the phone and call Ted Cruz? No. She got into a conversation with several other freshmen in the House and leaked, from what we're hearing, the text messages between them. So she decides she wants to go in and make a name for herself. And the only way she can do that, oh my gosh, I've said this for at least 6 years now. The only way you can make your name and get, you know, on the Sunday shows on CNN and MSNBC and all the legacy media is to speak out against Trump. Then they love you. Ask Mark Sanford. They love him. And now they love her. Well, I hope you enjoy the nice green room. I hope you enjoy, you know, the cheese Danish and the Starbucks coffee. I hope you enjoy that. Because you paid for that with a lie. You didn't even bother to call these congressmen and ask them why they were voting the way they were voting. Didn't even bother. That's not a representative. Might as well be a Democrat. I don't even like saying that word. 6:45 right here at 106.3 WORD in the Charlie James Show. Can you hear it? Did you hear the tires screeching? You didn't hear the tires screeching? When Fox News took a big, giant left turn today and they fired Chris Steigerwald. He was over on the decision desk and about 20 others today. From what we're hearing, they are really, really about to, I don't know, maybe they're going to be fighting for the CNN audience now. We'll see. We'll see what happens with that. All right, let's see. We got the Ingalls Market Talk Line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Tiger King. Did you watch it? Did you like Tiger King? Did you like Joe Exotic? I know it was weird, but it was just one of those things I just couldn't stop watching. And I know a lot of you felt the same way. Well, he is hoping, He is hoping that he gets a full pardon from the President of the United States. I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. However, listen to this. The new owners of the zoo that that Joe Exotic used to run have been ordered to hand over all of the tigers in that zoo. They're accused of violating the Endangered Species Act and the Animal Welfare Act. Mr. Lowe's, a former business partner of Joe Exotic, star of that hit show, who is currently serving a 22-year sentence for involvement in a contract-killing plot and animal abuse. Of course, he, remember, what was her name? The woman, I can't remember the woman's name. Anyway, she is running a very similar, Carol Baskin was her name. She's a very similar organization that Joe Exotic was running, all right? There's only one difference in what was going on here. She called her place, her compound, an animal rescue. This is Animal Rescue, Big Cat Rescue, I think was the name of her place. So it's the Big Cat Rescue, and we're, hey, cats and kittens, we're rescuing all these animals. And then she would take them and put them in cages, you see, and people would come in and they would pay to see all of the cats that she had rescued, and she had volunteers working at her park. Joe Exotic had his animals in cages. People came in and paid to see them, and he paid the people working at his park. The only thing is, he didn't have rescue in his name. And because he didn't have rescue in his name, obviously he was the bad guy, and of course he was as flamboyant as he was. So it was all, I mean, and this is where I look at the Democrats and I go, you're awfully corrupt. Look at all the corruption that's going on with you, but because you call yourself the party of the working people, you get a pass with everything. You see? You see how that works out? It's all about who or how you name yourself, driving the narrative. Gavin is in Landrum.
Rigged the election.
I'm sorry, where am I going?
Carol Baskin's. Rigged the election.
Carol Baskin, yes, she did rig the election. I wouldn't put that past her. Let's go to Gavin in Landrum. Gavin, how are you?
Hello,
Gavin, are you,
Mr. Drain?
How are you?
Doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind today?
Well, I've been thinking about this, and I have a feeling the liberals are setting up a trap tomorrow.
Yeah, I do too.
I mean, you think about it. They've been viciously attacking Trump after the riot and blaming it all on him. They've been talking over and over about what Biden will do on his first day. Of course, they're talking about the Paris Climate Accord, getting back into that, and all this other controversies.
Right.
So much for the V8-powered Ford Raptor they're talking about.
Yeah, right.
And they're talking about the police at the Capitol and everything, and I feel like they're trying to get Trump supporters really upset and feeling desperate, and I'm afraid that some people might go crazy at state capitals tomorrow.
And that's what I am hoping they do not do. I'm looking at pictures right now of the state capitol in Michigan. I mean, they've just got Humvees lined up with the Michigan National Guard there. Just unbelievable the military presence they have in Michigan right now.
I never thought this would come to.
I didn't either. I hope tomorrow ends peacefully. I really, really do. I hope there is less damage tomorrow than was done during President Trump's inauguration. Because remember the riots that went on with that, with Antifa and all them women getting on the plane and showing up in their pink hats and all that stuff. I hope there's less violence tomorrow than during Trump's inauguration. So.
Yeah, you never hear about this stuff. It's always, no. I mean, if it's something on one side, it just gets blown out of proportion. If it's something on their side, oh, no, it's a righteous cause. That's right.
And they will use every Humvee, every member of the military as a talking point for at least the next 4 years. Margaret's in Greenville. Margaret, how are you? Got about a minute. What's up?
Hi, Charlie. I'm doing great. I just wanted to share, I heard Sean's call last week, and then I heard Sean's call just about 30 minutes ago. And
now, Margaret, be careful. He's fragile.
Yeah. Okay. I know. It has been so much fun to listen to those two calls because he's so enraged. I mean,
yeah,
you
can hear his voice.
The foam and the spittle. And you've got to ask yourself, why is he so enraged? Why is he so enraged? It's because he can't control 75 million people who don't agree with him.
That's even with this, he's not happy.
Oh, yeah. Why can't he be happy when his guy won? It's because he's scared. I mean, we had a great election. We took over more state legislatures. We won 12 in the House. We've got a corrupt, horrible Republican Party in Georgia, but that can be fixed. I mean, I'm full of vim and vigor. I don't feel sad at all. I'm feeling good. And Donald Trump, he's going to be an influence on our party for years to come. They're going to try not to have that, but he will be.
Right.
You're right.
Margaret, I cannot think of a better way to end this program today than on a high note from you, and I appreciate you calling in. Don't be a stranger to the program. Y'all have a fantastic night. Pray for peace tomorrow. We'll see you right back here at 3 o'clock. Mark Levin's up next, the great one. Y'all have a great night. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.